Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Illustrated Bengal and Bearcats reporter. He's the great James Rapine of 92.3 The Fan, history on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? How we doing?
So let me ask you, what's your favorite nation? I'm not talking like country. I'm saying like, are you a Bengals nation guy? Are you Bearcats nation guy? Reds nation? What's a favorite nation?
I don't have a favorite nation. I don't know. I wasn't ready for that. Nick, you threw me out. Nick Nation. We're going to make it Nick Nation. That'll be it. That'll be my favorite nation. Because it's certainly not Bengals Nation or Bearcats Nation or whatever, I guess. But you're right. Every team has a nation. So I'm going to go with Nick Nation.
Well, listen, flattery gets you everywhere in this business, so I'll accept it. What's the latest on the Jesse Bates situation?
He's working out and staying away from the team before his inevitable return, right? I mean, he's not going to pass up nearly $13 million, $12.91 million. So he's not going to be paid to play in camp or participate in camp, so why show up? So I expect him to show up that first week of September after the preseason ends a couple weeks from now. And all of his teammates expect that. He's a veteran. I expect him to be ready. So we'll see, but there hasn't been really much drama about Bates, and everyone just assumes that he's going to show up before week one and be ready to go against Pittsburgh.
All right, let's get to Joe Burrow. Joey B has got a little upset tum-tums with the appendicitis. How is that tracking with the beginning of the regular season coming up in about a month?
I think he's going to be ready to go, but look, when you heard Joe Burrow had appendicitis and he was going to have surgery, everyone was like, 2 weeks. But it was clearly a more significant surgery, a little more serious than that. And so, you know, he hasn't truly thrown a pass yet, hasn't thrown to his receivers. I know there were some headlines out there. He kind of casually tossed the ball this week. Next week, I could see him maybe throwing a little bit and kind of going from there. I don't anticipate him playing in the preseason at all. And he wasn't going to play Friday anyway. They're not playing any of their starters. But to me, I expect him to be ready to go week one. One, because of who he is, what he played through last year anyways. I mean, he was all dinged up by the end of the year. But two, because that's just kind of the natural progression with this. Even a serious appendectomy, it's on track, and he would be on track to start on September 11th against the Steelers in week one.
What's the vibe down in Bengals camp, James? I mean, with the team coming off the Super Bowl, obviously a great season, fell a little bit short, clearly. But what are the expectations, the vibes at camp now with this club?
I think overall they still feel like, much like last year, that people are just kind of counting them out to a degree. And even though they made that run, it's like, yeah, but do people really buy into Trey Hendrickson being this elite edge rusher or Chidobe Awuzie being this top-end quarterback? Everybody knows about Burrow and Chase, but I think there are a lot of guys in that locker room that think that either they're being overlooked or the team is being overlooked or both. So I think they're hungry. It doesn't seem like they feel like they've arrived, so to speak. I don't really get that. But as far as camp goes, I mean, it is a light camp. Camp is not what it was when Dustin Fox was suiting up, man. It is it's much lighter. They're, you know, it's all thud. But as far as working goes, I think they're pretty focused and taking it slow with a lot of guys that are coming back from injury because they know how long you know, the grind is to get it back to the Super Bowl. So I think they're hungry. We'll see. I don't anticipate a Super Bowl hangover. But, you know, a lot of teams that lose the Super Bowl have them, so we'll see what happens.
James, what's the biggest concern with this year's Bengals team?
Well, it's still got to be the offensive line. And, look, Lyle Collins got cleared to practice the other day, and he was their big get in free agency at right tackle alongside Alex Kappa at right guard and Ted Karras at center. But will it come together, and will they be much improved in the trenches? They need to be, and they've invested there. certainly. But will it translate? And because if it does, this offense, where's the weak point? Where's the weakness? They have three great receivers. They have Joe Mixon in the backfield. We know how great Joe Burrow is and how great he was despite having a bad offensive line last year. So the offensive line, all eyes are going to be on the offensive line throughout the preseason. You don't see much in camp. You get little snippets, but like I said, it's not that physical. So starting tomorrow night, we'll get to see this offensive line. Even though most of the starters aren't going to play, that left guard spot still up for grabs. Jackson Carmen will play. So we'll get to see if he can seize that left guard spot, the starting spot, alongside the veterans that they have in the trenches. But yeah, the offensive line is certainly still a question mark, I would say, going into this year.
All right, James. Cincinnati coming off one of the best seasons in school history, 13-1 last year. We got Jerome Ford here in town, whom we like quite a bit here. What are the chances that Luke Fickell in Cincinnati can cook up a good encore in 2022 to last year?
I think they're pretty good. You know, you have a big question mark at quarterback with Desmond Ridder in Atlanta now. Ben Bryant's competing, and probably I think he's going to win that job. He's competing with Evan Prater, and Ben Bryant transferred back to UC this past offseason. And so I would imagine it's going to be him, but it's still a competition, and they haven't named a starter yet. So that's the big question. But to me, what I'm curious about, the Bearcats have never had that type of NFL talent on a team. I mean, Sauce Gardner going fourth overall, you know, a bunch of guys that are going to be playing in preseason games over the next couple of days that were on that roster that led them to the college football playoff. So how do they reload? You look at the recruiting and everything like that, and that's good, but now you got to go show it. So I think that they're going to be solid. They're going to get tested early week one, but overall, can they still win the conference? Can they still, make a 10-win season or something in that range? Yeah, I think that's a reasonable expectation considering the talent they've brought in and continue to bring in. Luke Fickell's done an amazing job. I mean, I don't think anybody would have thought when he got here that he would be able to do what he's done and continue to do. The 2023 recruiting class is insane, too. So I think he's got this program in line. And, yeah, they might take a step back, but it won't be, you know, five steps back. It'll just be a downgrade from what they had last year, which was a really, really great team.
What's the thought about Luke Fickell and how long he'll be there? I know that this UC is going to go to the Big 12 here. Is it next year or the year after? And I just wonder, like, what's the odds that Fickell remains there for the long term?
Yeah, so they're going to the Big 12 next year. They were able to get that done. So that certainly helps recruiting-wise, certainly helps with money and keeping Fickell around. And, yeah, he's turned down Michigan State. You know, there was certainly interest, I think, and mutual interest in Notre Dame. But he wasn't going to leave before the college football playoff. And knowing how these coaches, how quickly they have to depart because of recruiting and things like that, I think that benefits UC a ton because he's just, at least to this point, not really been willing to entertain those type of jobs until, you know, after the season ends. And so he said it, you know, he's been loyal. He said he wants to stay here and try to build a top 10 program in Cincinnati. And he thinks that they have a long way to go to get to that point, despite what they had last year. And so I don't know. I think there are certain jobs he would leave for, right? You know, if that one in Columbus is open, naturally, that's where he came from. I could certainly see him going there, but I don't know if there are many schools that he would leave for. And so I think he could be here for the foreseeable future, but you just don't know which jobs are going to be open when.
James, Bengals Nation and Bearcat Nation are lucky to have you because Rapine Nation is doing quite well, buddy.
Man, I like it. Rapine Nation.
We appreciate
too many
you, buddy.
James Nations. It's not unique enough. So well, Rapine Nation.
And people
yeah, we'll
would people would think it's like LeBron James Nation. So you know, not nearly any Rapine Nations that I can recall.
No. Only one, and it was just founded about 30 seconds ago. I like it.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.